The Cricket World Cup Finals on tonight at Lord's. In the next hour, Rajoshi Chakraborty has an interesting idea about how the game will go on 3 Minutes Max. We heard what Jeff Boycott had to say earlier this morning. Ken Rutherford is a former New Zealand captain and he played in a World Cup semi-final as well. Good morning, Ken.
G'day, Jim.
The last time we played England, it didn't end so well. I wonder what you think might be the result this time.
Well, it's a final, and a final's about a lot more than just a bat and a ball, isn't it? It's about the psychological and the mental capabilities, I guess, of the 22 players out in the middle at Lord's on a big occasion to cope with everything else that's going on. So in terms of England perhaps being better batsmen than we are and perhaps having a better bowling lineup than we are and having beaten us in the preliminary stages of the World Cup, a lot of those sort of sentiments go out the back door, quite frankly. It's pretty much a 50-50 game. A lot's going to depend on which team just copes more readily and better with the overall situation at Lord's.
Okay, that makes sense. We have bowlers who can move the ball, so do they. We have express bowlers, which is exciting, always with Henry and Ferguson. So the difference is in the batting?
Correct. Yeah, you're spot on, Jim. It's really a case of two bowling lineups almost spitting images of themselves, really. They've got the likes of Mark Wood and Jofra Archer and Chris Wokes, who are outstanding seam and quick bowlers. They've got a couple of decent spinners. We've got Santner, who's performed very, very adequately over the last three or four matches. So the bowling attacks are very similar, but batting-wise, certainly in terms of the overall World Cup, England's top six are just outstanding. You'd almost say they're the best in the business in each of their positions from 1 to 6 in the order. Our batting lineup has been quite a struggle and quite ironic. We've got to a World Cup final, Jim, and we've only scored 300, I think, once as a team during the course of this World Cup, which is odd.
You know all about batting. I looked at your stats, World Cup stats, and you averaged 42 and when you made it through to the semi-finals. So you had good consistency. People like Martin Guptill, of course, have not, which is a shame because he's such a sensational player when he does have form. You can understand why people have been so up in arms. How do you feel about him being there?
Oh, I've actually had a look at Guptill's record in a bit of depth. It's quite an odd one. Strange to see his record when you look individually at every team that he's played against. He has these very, very high peaks and these very, very low troughs, which tend to go for, say, 5 or 6 or 8 innings. In a way, when you look at his World Cup campaign as a microcosm of his whole career, it's kind of in keeping with his whole career, quite frankly, where he has these incredibly talented and high-class innings where he gets 180 not out of 120 balls, but then he'll go half a dozen innings with a real struggle on his hands, and he's going through that struggle at the moment. But I get the sense with Guptill, and you know, we saw his run out the other night, which really was the full stop on the final chapter of the win against India. And he is the sort of player that can really derive a lot of energy from that kind of fielding performance of his. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Chris Wokes bowls a half volley first ball of the World Cup final to Guptill. He smashed it through the covers before, and away he goes again. He's back on his train.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Let's hope you're right. And, of course, a few others are due too, like Tom Latham. Kane Williamson's done well. As a former skipper, he has held the side together in some respects, hasn't he?
He's been the super glue. He's an extraordinary person. We know his talent as a batsman. We know he's growing as a captain in terms of what he's able to do for the team and calling the right shots. He looks calm. He looks composed. He is calm. He is composed. What you see is what you get with Williamson out there. He's one of these guys with, he must have a low heart rate or something, Jim. I don't know. But he just, any situation with his immense pressure, just he laps it up. He's kind of the complete opposite to our last captain of the last World Cup when we did it quite well in 2015, Brendan McCullum, who's a bit like a cat on a hot tin roof, as Brendan by comparison to Williamson. And I think if you look at the World Cup final in 2019 and compare it to how we did go in 2015, you might recall Brendan McCullum almost going down the wicket to his third or fourth delivery to Mitchell Starc and getting bowled because he was so keen to impose himself on the game and almost felt he had to impose himself. There was a kind of a out-of-control nervousness and anxiety which exuded from McCullum's self. And Williamson will be the polar opposite. And I think our side will benefit from seeing our captain going out there and being calm and composed.
All right, so on paper, England wins this final, and I think the New Zealand TAB odds are reflecting that, so we don't have a lot of faith in our own team at this point. In fact, you're saying anything can happen.
I really do. I think the toss of the coin is going to be reasonably important. Look, it'll be a fresh pitch at Lord's, and there's an old adage in cricket, sometimes the captain, you look up and not down. What that means is that if it's a cloudy, greyish day, that you might think about bowling because it might swing around a bit more and seam around off the pitch. But if it's a nice, fine, sunny day, and I believe the forecast is looking pretty good, then you almost certainly look to bat first. I do think in a big final where the stakes are so high, as in this game, it is very much an advantage for the team to go out there and win the toss and bat first, and to get a total of, say, around 280 to 300, or if not more. And then you're all together on the field in the second innings of the game, and there's a sense of team spirit and camaraderie, and you really gang up on the two batsmen from the opposition. I think from a pressure perspective and being able to apply pressure late in the game, you are better to do that as a team out there as a unit fielding and bowling. So I think the toss will be important.
Okay, these are good insights from you. And also the pitch. Is the pitch likely to produce runs? There have been some funny wickets.
There have been, and I've quite enjoyed that fact of this World Cup. It hasn't been a bat-a-thon. There's been a bit of turn on some of these pitches where the spinners have been allowed to play their roles. There's been a bit of seam and a bit of pace and a bit of bounce. There's also been the ability there for a batsman of Williamson's class. Those guys have still applied themselves and got runs. Lord's, look, it can be a bit each way, Lord's, the pitch there, but I hark back to the fact that the toss of the coin falls our way, we bat first. If we can get somewhere near 300, then we're in control of the game.
Ken Rutherford, thank you very much. Let's hope it goes the way you are hoping for.
The whole nation hopes, Jim. The whole nation crosses their fingers.
That's absolutely true.